In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, all.
Every first Sunday after the celebration of Christmas, in the liturgy of the Church, we have a celebration of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The family that was perfect, the family that can be example for our family. We also want our families to be holy, to follow the example of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to God, Jesus Christ.
A couple renews the vows at the wedding anniversary. And after the Mass, at the reception, at the parish hall, Master of Ceremonies asks the men, "If you were given the chance to start life anew, would you marry the same woman?" Caught by surprise, the husband ponders on the question in silence. Of course, the wife waits for his reply. Then in the front of everyone there, he says, "Yes, I will." On hearing that, the wife bursts in tears. "These are tears of joy," she explains. "I am not perfect, but I try my best to be one because of his love. Love makes them perfect." When God the Father sent his Son into the world, he willed that his Son be born into a human family. Now, not perfect, God willed that the family that Jesus would embrace be a family of love, because he is love. In this sense, Jesus grew up in Nazareth with Mary and Joseph. They are poor, but loving family, observant of the religious traditions of the Jewish people. Today, as I said at the beginning, we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary and Joseph. As what I have said in a while, that God willed his Son to be born into human family and make this family sacred and permanent. It is the original cell of society. The Christian family is called upon to be a community of faith, hope, and love. It is why sometimes we call the family as a domestic church. One priest had said that every time he officiated marriage, the sacrament of marriage, as the groom walks into the church, he always prayed, God bless this man. I hope he knows what he's doing. But also he prays at the moment when the bride is coming in. He prays for her, God bless this woman. You alone know what she will go through with this man. After this Christmas, I had a conversation with someone. That person told me, Father, it must be hard for you, especially during Christmas time, when everyone celebrates in family, and you have no family, your own family, here around. It must be very difficult to be a priest. I responded, maybe that one day in the entire year it is hard. But finally, you who are husbands and wives, children, part of the family whom you have a lot of here, close to you. It is definitely more difficult for you to live this life of married couple with kids, because you are not only responsible for yourself, but you are responsible for your spouse and also for your kids. I really admire those people who decide to get married and receive the sacrament of marriage, because it is definitely not easy to raise the family today, especially today. I am responsible for myself, and in a certain way also for you, the parishioners, but definitely I am not spending 24 hours and 7 days a week with you. You are responsible more for your husband, for your wife, for your kids, than I am responsible for you. My mother, she usually says, in this case, is that when you have small kids, you have small problems. But when you have big kids, you have big problems. Today, we have the increase of family breakups, and very often the couple who comes to receive the sacrament of marriage They are older than in previous years. And definitely today, in this 21st century, we families face greater hardship. How fortunate is the person who is successful in his business, his or her profession, but much more fortunate is a person who is successful in his or her family life, in his marriage. For the first time and foremost, vocation of a married person, husband and wife, is her family, her, his, husband, wife. You married men, may you have a job or profession, but no matter how important this profession it can be for the society, your principal vocation is your wife and your kids, to be a husband and father. You married woman, may you have also successful life, professional life. Maybe you have a lot of activities and concerns, but your primary vocation is to be a wife and mother. This is also true with your children. Even if you are looking forward to start your own family, to be independent from your father and mother, your principal vocation today and in the future is your own family. So what we are celebrating today is that the God who created everything sent his son to live in family of Mary and Joseph. This son, through incarnation, makes the family life the way of salvation. We can learn in the example of the Holy Family that despite all our failures and difficulties, we too are called to become holy through living with God in our family. We pray today for all wives, husbands, children, for all these people who many times sacrifice their own commodity to show love to his, her, husband, wife, and children. We pray especially today for the families of our parish. Holy Family, pray for us. Amen.